And welcome back into the new WJG Morning News for our May 2025 version of Ask the Doctor with Dr. Keith Verbicki of Midwest Health Partners. Dr. Keith, good morning once again.
Good morning, Jeffrey.
Thanks for coming in here. Now, before we get into anything, we always say that none of what we talk about should be construed as medical advice. Always seek the services of your physician before taking any action in regards to your health. Or anything that has to do with your health. And one of the things that we're going to talk about, and the good doctor brought a prop with him today, it's red light photobiomodulation. And this light, if you remember watching Star Trek, you know, when they called for a red alert, the red alert thing would be flashing on the bridge. This thing flashes like 100 times brighter than that thing. Everybody in the radio station here thought I was opening up a brothel here in the main control room because holy cow. So that's a bright red light. So let's talk about biomodulation.
Yeah. You know, in the past, Jeff, we talked about natural sunlight as how powerful sun is to the human body. And why it is that, you know, really our cells in our body are batteries, the electrical system of our body, and it needs that charging from the sun. Well, now, you know, they have made what wavelengths of the infrared and red light are really powerful for healing of not only the skin, but also of the internal organs. So this dates back into the 1900s, but really gained traction in the 2000s here in the state. And there's over 50,000 reference studies now showing the benefits of red light therapy. And when we talk red light therapy, we also mean infrared light. And that has to do with the bandwidth of the light wavelength that penetrates into our body. So a number of indications have come forward, we talk about a few of the top benefits that I've witnessed,
yeah,
both personally as well as with patients. And one is wound healing. You know, I had a sternotomy done about 4 years ago, and it was really healing slowly and forming a keloid thick scar. And I had had this at home for a number of actually years before this, but wasn't using it all as much as I should. So knowing that infrared light stimulates wound healing, you know, I start sitting in front of it for about 10 minutes twice a day, and it was unbelievable. The redness in the incision went away, the thickness went away, and the wound healed, I would say, probably twice as fast. And clinically, we've used it to accelerate wound healing when wounds from surgery are healing poorly. So that's one of the indications that I witnessed. Also, eye therapy, you know, there's a growing amount of macular degeneration, cataract formation, etc. And the wavelength of these devices are being proven to decrease and actually reverse macular degeneration, risk of glaucoma, and even cataract formation as well. So how does this work? You know, we know that wavelength of light penetrates into our cells. It's all about what's happening in our cells. And within those cells are those mitochondria, which are the organelles that produce energy. Well, this wavelength of light stimulates mitochondrial energy production, thereby allowing those mitochondria to produce that ATP energy, letting the cells start working. And if you have a healthy cell, then you have a healthy organ and you have a healthy body. So we're down into the cellular levels of therapy. And so all very natural and exceedingly safe. There aren't any reported ill effects of doing these therapies. And for the reason I brought it in, because it's another natural therapy that people should know about and really consider if they have chronic conditions. Other chronic conditions that we see really help are arthritis, osteoarthritis, rheumatoid arthritis. We see a lot of patients benefit from that. We also see increase in hormone production, particularly testosterone. So in men with low testosterone, women with low testosterone, we can accelerate the production of the body of these important hormones. So there's a number of benefits, and I think people should know about it.
So you you already talked about the macular degeneration thing too, but you had a personal experience here where you went to your eye doctor.
Yeah, well, I was forming a cataract secondary to medications I have to take for my heart transplant, and one of the side effects is developing cataracts from those drugs. And so, you know, see an ophthalmologist, optometrist yearly or even twice a year. But I was starting to form a cataract, and so I started reading more about the benefits of this to the eye health, and start, you know, using it to my face, to my eyes, you know, just standing in front of it. You don't have to look into it. You can close your eyes. It still penetrates, but it doesn't hurt to look into that bright light. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the next exam I had 6 months later, hey, where's your cataract?
He couldn't find it.
Amen.
Wow.
So and similar results.
You just cost him some money.
Similar results with patients with macular degeneration and with glaucoma. So, you know, I think patients with those conditions should talk to their eye physician and, you know, query them about if they would see any contraindication. I don't know of any, but make sure that they would be on board with potentially, you know, using this. And we're talking like 10 to 20 minutes potentially twice a day, morning and evening, if you're treating a condition. So the time is very small in amount.
So I'm looking at a list of top 10 benefits of using the red light therapy. Photobiomodulation, officially, is what it's called.
Yes.
Number one is melt your belly fat. That's something I could probably take advantage of.
Well, interesting, you know, and people, there's studies where they looked at people exercising to lose weight, so cardiovascular exercise, and they compared them and measured their VO2 max, you know, which is a great indicator of your cardiovascular health, and measured their fat, and those that used red light therapy after a exercise session for 3 months, they lost 3 more inches of fat in their abdomen.
No kidding.
Just from the shining light after exercise on the abdominal wall.
So you say after exercise, what's the advantage of doing it after exercise as opposed to just standing in front of the red light?
I think when you exercise, you're stimulating those mitochondrial, you know, and then this just accelerates the mitochondria to produce more energy, and then energy production will result in weight loss. Our metabolic rate goes up. So that's what the study showed. I thought it's very fascinating.
Wow. We talked about wound repair. And we've talked about osteoporosis, bone density, and it'll actually increase your bone density.
Big time, yes.
So when you stand in front of this, and how long is it? About 3 feet long?
Yes.
3 feet long? Where do I get one of these, or does my healthcare professional have one of these?
Well, there are, you know, spas. There are clinics that have red light therapy. I think you have to source to make sure that the wavelength of the instrument is good, so that it's a good product. Mm-hmm. The problem I see with that, and we have one in our clinic, and we use it at no cost to patients for many conditions, because it can become cost prohibitive if you're going to have to go somewhere
multiple
5 days a week,
yeah,
or even twice a day,
right?
Too expensive. So, you know, you can purchase these online from reputable companies, and it wouldn't take long, especially if you're trying to treat a chronic condition, to pay for one and have the convenience of having it at home.
Wow, that is amazing. Now, last month we talked about the advantages of methylene blue, and you say if you combine methylene blue, and we should do a little quick review of methylene blue, but combining that with red light therapy is a really potent combination.
It really is, because they're both driven toward stimulating the mitochondrial energy production, metabolism within our cells. And one of the big results recently is anxiety and depression. You know, we have a mental health condition in our country is sadly going down. And so studies are showing that just red light therapy alone for anxiety and depression, one session has helped many people just start feeling better because, you know, they put their forehead against that and that wavelength of light is penetrating into the brain and stimulating energy production, which has been lost, and it has helped reverse patients rather quickly. You add that to the benefits of methylene blue, you have a double whammy, and I think indeed people that are doing both for conditions like this are really, really seeing the benefits. Again, we want to make sure that we know that is this safe? Yes. Mm-hmm. Are there side effects? No. Should your doctor know about it? Yes. Mm-hmm. Make sure he knows about it. But natural therapies like this are really starting to take hold in our country.
I think people are tired of taking drugs and pharmaceuticals, and we're, you know, the sheets have been pulled back, especially by the current administration and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Running that part of the government. I think things like this are getting traction, and they work. Bottom line, they work. Where would one go to find out what exactly they would need in a red light therapy machine? If they were going to purchase that online to get the proper wavelength, all of that, what's a good source of information there?
There's a website called endalldisease.com.
Okay.
.com or .org.
All right.
And they make very high quality products, not just red light products, but we'd be real happy to help people if they contacted our office and visited with them and show and tell, et cetera, and help them decide. There's different sizes of units. There's units that you sit on a desktop. It depends on what you're trying to treat, et cetera. So feel free to reach out to our office staff that's knowledgeable in this area as well.
You guys are in the phone book. Find them online. Midwest Health Partners. Look them up. And we are all out of time today. Red light therapy. It's called photobiomodulation, and a lot of information out there, and go grab it. And we appreciate his time every month here on Ask the Doctor, Dr. Keith Verbicki of Midwest Health Partners. Thanks for joining us again today.
Thank you, Jeff. God bless.